evening, New York sports fans. I'm Danielle McCartan, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up till 1 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Paulie Rosenberg and I are live right here in Lower Manhattan, 888-808-1019. Call me up. Be part of the conversation. And Paulie is already playing games with me tonight, telling me his button doesn't work. He can't talk to me. Now he's shrugging and laughing. This is going to be an interesting night. I can't hear you. All right, so look. Let's start with the Yankees because the Met game is still going on. There is no denying the fact that today's win at home against the Blue Jays was absolutely humongous for this 2025 New York Yankees team. But my question is and still is, will the real New York Yankees please stand up? Like, I don't want to have a problem here. This series can really, realistically, define the AL East. And here's what the Yankees have to show for it so far. A huge win today after a hideous loss last night. And I can't figure out who this team is even here as we sit together on Saturday, September 6th. As of right now, this second, the Yankees sit three games back of the Blue Jays for the division lead with a chance to close that gap to two tomorrow afternoon with their ace, Max Fried, on the mound. Now, There really isn't much to complain about in today's game. It was a good team win on multiple different levels. Number one, probably what I'm most excited to see, the fact that the Yankees manufactured runs. Bellinger walked. Dominguez knocked him in on a single. I think it was, two batters later. Austin Wells had two RBI on two separate sack flies. Wells actually leads the league in sack flies, so I never, ever want to see him hit a leadoff again. Like, you can't hit a sack fly when there's no one on base. Is this what this is supposed to look like? Also, the Yankees were stealing bases today. Caballero, of course. Is he still atop the league in stolen bases? And even Aaron Judge got in on the action. Is this what this is supposed to look like? And for once, the one in the error column did not belong to the Yankees today. Is this what this is supposed to look like? Look at the starting pitching. Luis Gil, six strong. Just one earned run during his body of work today against that lineup. And you guessed it, what a difference that makes. And when was the last time we talked about this? The fact that Aaron Boone pressed all of the right buttons in the bullpen. Weaver, Cruz, and then he called in Bednar for a four-out save, which I absolutely loved. So he does know how to do this after all. So today was a big, fat reminder of this, the team that this Yankees 2025 version could be. And I sit there as I'm watching this game, and I say, why can't they be this good, this, you know, more consistently? Because I'm sitting there typing away on my desktop computer in my bedroom, and because my Optimum, forget about it. It kept freezing all day long. I'm so fed up with Optimum. So I go into my room, I stream it off my Fire Stick, the Gotham Sports app. So I'm sitting there looking up. Wasn't a bad deal. I actually think I do my best work on my desktop computer. For whatever reason, I'm more focused. But I'm sitting there and I'm watching, glancing up. I'm like, man, why can't this team be this good consistently? So why is it that a fantastic performance like today's, elongated by almost a two-hour rain delay, comes after a Friday night atrocity? Because last night, I'm sitting there in the living room because the TV wasn't freezing last night, and I'm thinking, man, this team's never going to win the division. Game one of a prime opportunity to directly make up ground on Toronto last night, And Cam Schlittler decided on the worst night possible, he was going to throw his worst start of the season. What was that crap? 1 2/3 innings, 4 earned runs? Like, that's not going to get it done. So I'm sitting there going, man, did Cam Schlittler fold under the pressure of that game one must win? And I'm starting now to rethink what I just said last week. Last Friday night, feels so long ago. I said, I want him to start game one. And now I'm going, well, can I trust him in game one of a wild card series? Because that's obviously what I advocated for last week. And I saw that Boomer Esiason was on the same page as me that Monday morning. And now, Schlittler, who's been great, has proven he is a serious question mark in a high-stakes start. That's it. Until proven otherwise, I don't know if I'm putting him in to a high-stakes start. Then, the offense last night, just 4 hits, none with runners in scoring position, an ugly, lopsided 7-1 loss, and now I know I'm thinking, there's no possible way this team overtakes Toronto to win the division. And today, less than 24 hours later, I'm sitting there going, this is what this should look like. And I'm confused. I'm going to be honest. I'm confused. I don't know which team to believe in. The Friday night disaster or the Saturday afternoon matinee of a complete team win? You can call me up. Tell me what you think. 888-808-1019. And a quick side note here. Ryan Yarborough, in for the lousy Schlittler last night, was an absolute stud. He picked up that team and he put it on his back. He picked up his starting pitcher and the rest of the bullpen saved them from overuse in game one of, again, a critical series. 5 1/3 of 1-run ball. Sign me up. Yarborough was the reason the Yankees bullpen was intact and ready to shut it down today. And also tomorrow, potentially. Don't forget that. And keep that in mind as this team progresses into the postseason with just 20 games left. By the way, the Mets scored on it. I don't know if it was a pass ball, but Lindor ran home from third base. So it is 6-3 in the top of the ninth. I think there's 2 outs. They just went to a replay. So keep an eye on that for you. But then you've got a game like today where literally everything went right for the Yankees. The complete game, their manager pressed all the buttons, including, oh, by the way, the defensive substitutions late in the game, which I forgot to mention before. But today's game sucks you right back into believing this team could win the division with exactly 20 games to play. Now, based on opponents' win percentage over the remaining schedule, Toronto has the 9th most difficult schedule in the league. And you compare that to the Yankees, they sit there with the 4th easiest. It can be done. And damn it, I am sucked right back in to believing this team can actually do it. So, which is the real Yankees team? Will it please stand up? Because I am confused. And I guess we'll find out tomorrow afternoon in the rubber game. And by the way, have you seen tomorrow's sports schedule, I should say? New York sports schedule? The Yankees, the Mets, the Giants, and the Jets. All 4 of them start their games in the 1 p.m. hour tomorrow. I mean, that is insanity. There is no way you are able to watch all 4 of them. There's just no possible way. And I'm going to be at the Jet game, so there's no chance I'm watching anything other than the Jets, to be quite honest with you. So I'm going to do a lot of scoreboard watching, and maybe I'll turn on the notifications when runs are scored, close game, you know, all that. So the Mets are down to their last strike in the top of the 9th out in Cincinnati. The score is 6-3, and Alonso's up in an 0-2 count, and he's 0-4 against this particular pitcher. Alonso whiffed at a ball in the dirt. Game over. 6-3. Final. And since that game just went final, I'm sure you've heard the, I don't know, unfortunate news by now, but in case you haven't, Davey Johnson has passed away at the age of 82. Now, much of his life in baseball was before my time, so I wanted to open up the phone lines to you to help memorialize this three-time Gold Glove winner, this four-time All-Star, and this three-time World Series winner, two with the Orioles as a player, and the most recent Mets World Series win as a manager in 1986. So rest in peace to Davey Johnson, and I'm Daniel McCartan. You can call me up with your thoughts and your stories, of course. And before we answer any calls here at 888-808-1019, a couple Mets players kind of weighed in. Daryl Strawberry took to Instagram, in part writing, "I'm deeply saddened by the loss of Davey Johnson, a remarkable leader who transformed the Mets franchise into a winning organization. His ability to empower players to express themselves while maintaining a strong commitment to excellence was truly inspiring. Love you forever, Davey Johnson." That from Daryl Strawberry. Keith Hernandez, in part, said, "Without a doubt, he saved my career." Ron Darling, in part, of course, "Davey was my guardian angel." Doc Gooden said, "He took a chance on me when I was 19. I know I wouldn't have had the career I did without him." So I actually, one more thing. I came across an anecdote about Davey Johnson a little earlier today as I'm sitting there on my desktop computer and the dog is on my bed barking out the window over my shoulder. In 1995, okay, by the way, it's 2025. That is 30 years ago. That's not just like 10 years ago, right? 95, 05, 15. Yeah, 30 years ago, 1995. That wasn't just yesterday, okay? Davey Johnson was already using analytics in baseball with a computer that no doubt barely had an internet connection. He created an offensive analytical computer program that found that the Orioles could have scored 50 or 60 more runs, according to his program that he created, if they moved him second in the order instead of seventh. And that's a great discovery, right? So he presented that very pertinent information to his now Hall of Fame manager, Earl Weaver. And Davey Johnson's words, he said, "I gave it to him and it went right into the garbage can," which made me smile. So Davey Johnson, a guy clearly ahead of the times, even way back in 1995 with his AOL instant messaging service and AOL dial-up. He had mail, right? All the way back in 1995. So your thoughts about the New York Yankees, the Mets now that they have just finished, and of course, and Davey Johnson. And we've got a long show tonight. We'll end up finishing with Giants and Jets. I got my predictions for you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just getting started here on a Saturday evening here in New York City.